Good morning. Welcome to Monday Mindset. I am Erin Hart. I am a registered nurse health coach, and I empower women to lose weight for the last time with a sugar and flour-free lifestyle so that you can find peace with your food and your body and freedom from cravings, so that you can find the confidence to chase your dreams. Now, today we are going to be talking about your goal body for Monday Mindset. I've been thinking about this a lot. In maintenance, right now I'm creating the transcripts for the course for the maintenance modules. And as I am doing this, I'm reflecting on my own journey. And one of the things I think is so important when we start a sugar and flour-free lifestyle is to really define and have it clear in our mind why we're doing this, right? Like, it's not just about a number on the scale. What is your goal body? How would you define your goal body? The number on the scale is just one thing, but it doesn't really define you as a person. It doesn't define your value or your worth. And what I wanna just share with you, I was looking through my journal today, and this is the journal I started when I very first started my sugar and flour free lifestyle. I have a lot of these that I've filled with thoughts, and it's just been a way for me to kind of process my transformation. So when I first started the sugar and flour free lifestyle, one of the first journal entries I did, if I can find it here, was on my goal body. And I remember when I was 284 pounds, and one of the reasons that I decided to pursue a sugar and flour free lifestyle was because there was a day that I walked past the mirror, I looked in the mirror, and I literally didn't recognize the person staring back at me. My physical body did not, you know, the reason that it bothered me so much was that my physical body did not reflect who I really am inside. And that really bothered me, that lack of authenticity. So I think it's important when we're starting a sugar and flour free lifestyle to identify, like, first of all, that your goal body does not define, your body does not define you. You are valued and worthy no matter what your reflection in the mirror looks like. But if you're like me, you know, maybe one of the reasons that you're wanting to pursue a sugar and flour free lifestyle is to bring those two in harmony, to have your body reflect who you, like that highest version of yourself. And so I just wanted to share what that means to me. It's not so much, actually it has really nothing to do with the number on the scale for me personally. When I was 284 pounds, I just want to share with you some of the things that it meant for me to achieve my goal body. And so I wrote, I want to be able to climb mountains. I want to be strong. I want to be muscular and fit. I want to be flexible. I want to be free of disease and disability. I want to be able to run a 5K easily. I want to be able to wear my wedding ring, to run up the stairs at work. I want to glow and smile. I want to feel comfortable in a swimming suit. I want to keep up with my kids when we're hiking and playing. I want clean, smooth skin. I want to be able to ski and snowboard and keep up with my kids. You know, I want to feel comfortable and confident in cute clothes. So those were some of the things when I first started that were kind of how I defined my goal body. And as you can see, like, none of them are a number on the scale. Like, I definitely had a number in mind that was within a healthy weight range according to the BMI scales and according to my doctor. You know, I think it's important to to achieve like a healthy goal weight range. But I just want us to remember that your goal body is not necessarily a number on the scale. When you are pursuing this sugar and flour-free lifestyle, we have to kind of let go of the number sometimes and think more about what a goal body is. And it's not about what you weigh, it's really about how you feel and what you can do. You know, how you feel in your body, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about food, having peace with your food, your body, freedom from cravings, and being able to do everything that you want to do with your short and precious life. So I want to invite you this week to do a journaling exercise. And so I want to ask you, what would it feel like for you to be in your goal body? And what would that mean for you? Describe your goal body. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What can you do that you can't do now? And journal about that. It's really important. Giving up the quest to be model thin, and it's not so much. Even when you achieve maintenance and you're in your goal body, it's not a perfect body in maintenance. You still have a human body, and you'll probably have wrinkles, and you may have sagging, or you may, you know, it, it's, or you may, you know, have blemishes or imperfections. And that's okay. Like a goal body is not so much about how you look, it's more about how you feel and what you can do. So I just want to invite you to think about your goal body. What makes your body so precious is that it houses your spirit and that it allows you to fulfill your life's purpose. True beauty, it really comes from who you are and who, like, it's such a gift from God to have a body. Your body is a miracle. And even as you get to maintenance and you lose all of your excess weight, it's not going to be a magazine perfect airbrushed body. So a lot of times people they lose all of their weight, but then they're like, wait a minute, I'm still not happy with my body, right? So I want to just invite you to let go of the number, let go really of how your body looks, and start to just define your goal body as how you feel in your goal body. For me, that just means having energy, being free from pain, being comfortable in my clothes, being able to move and be flexible, have mobility, feeling confident, being able to go to a party and instead of thinking about like how I look or adjusting my clothes or focusing on that, like I'm able to focus on people and I'm able to have that outward focus. For me, being binge free, being able to feel like my food is enough. That's kind of how I define my goal body. It's not so much about how I look, but it's about how I feel, what I can do. I want to be able to climb mountains, ski with my kids. I want to feel strong and like I want to be muscular, right? So I just want to invite you to think a little bit differently about that. This is such an exciting journey that you're on. A sugar and flour-free lifestyle. It's all about getting off of the dieting roller coaster and embracing a healthy lifestyle so that we can live our best lives and become the people that we want to become. So I believe in you. I know that you can do this. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you at our call this week. If you're in the year of you, I love being able to connect with you each week and to If you're look and if you're not in the year of you, if you're looking for support and guidance and accountability, this is a program that can help you to achieve your goal body within a year. I guarantee that you achieve your goal body within a year when you join the year of you. And if you don't, I coach you for free until you do. So anyway, I invite you to join the program if you're not already a member of the program, and I would love to work together. So have a great day, everybody. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving last week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.